Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. I'm Steven Miranda.
And I'm Jeff Ellis.
That's right. Here on Wednesday, April 1st, 2015,
Steven Miranda is with us.
Season 10 comes to an end because the season isn't over until the Ravy show is done.
You haven't done the Ravies yet?
No, I haven't.
Why?
That's why you're here.
That's why I'm here? I thought I was getting money.
The 10th annual Ravy show.
I have to leave.
With special co-host
Jeff Ellis.
Jeff is back.
I miss you all, every single one of you. You and you. And wait, there's a few more. You. Definitely you.
So he misses people, and he's back to do what ironically is his least favorite show of the year.
It seemed appropriate that as the Ravies approached, Steven said, "Hey, Jeff, come join me, won't you? It's the Ravies. I know how you love it."
And I said, "You do love the Ravies,
right?" I figured you were doing it just to make me go away. You'd say, "I offered you a shot at the Ravies, and you didn't take it. So if I didn't take it, I couldn't do it again. There would be no more opportunities." So I had to swallow the bitter pill.
And come do the Ravies. Well, welcome back, co-host Jeff Ellis, in for the Ravies. Let's chomp it in!
Continuing to bring American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda with NFL Rants and Raves.
We can't do that. You want to talk about some football first.
Don't matter.
No, let's talk some football. We can't start giving out awards. You want to talk some football. I want to talk some football. Okay. There's lots to talk about. I mean, what is going on in the NFL where there is lots to talk about right now?
So I was asked this last night on Talk Sport Radio. I was asked why it is that the league still insists on stepping on its Johnson. And I couldn't really come up with an answer, but I said,
how did the league step on its Johnson?
Continuing to have things that teams are going to be fined for, yeah. And where the league is basically going to have more, the shield is going to continue to be tarnished.
Well, to that extent, I want to I can't take credit for this tweet. It was a great tweet. Actually, it was a tweet in response back to me by Mike Horrocks.
So, quote tweet.
Listener.
Long-time listener.
Yeah, he's been around.
Horrocks, what's up?
I'm happy that he's still listening to the show.
Remember, but you can always give – you can cite a tweet, Steven. You don't have to actually go in and claim the tweet as your own. There's other things you can do. You can quote it. You can say, you know what? This is what Mike said.
Yeah, and so anyways, I had tweeted out something about the Falcons getting fined, the Browns getting fined. And so he replied back and he said,
Patriots not getting fined.
There seems to be a win at any cost attitude in the NFL at the moment, but victory without honor is defeat.
Ooh, that's deep.
It is deep. Mike went to the bottom of the ocean.
Not sure I agree with that.
Say
it again. Read it again.
There seems to be a win at any cost attitude in the NFL at the moment.
Yeah, always in
sports. But victory without honor is defeat.
I don't know if it's defeat. It certainly isn't honorable.
Well, it's not honorable, but for example, these Atlanta Falcons, we'll talk about in a minute.
These New England Patriots.
They got
pick your team. I mean,
the
there's
Patriots
a lot of them.
You can't really take the
oh, so you want to make fun of the Atlanta Falcons because in all of their tweeting, putting crowd noise artificially into the stadium, all they managed was a 6-9 record or something like that the last two seasons of which they're being held in it.
So eight home games. So that's 16 home games that they've been pumping this crowd noise.
Yeah.
And they've only won six of them.
Yeah. I'm just like, seriously, it may be 7-9.
Okay.
But it was a losing record.
Yeah.
This for a team that never, ever lost at home.
So
if you recall, Steve, right?
Not
the Atlanta Falcons never lost at home.
No.
And then they come up with this great idea to improve the home field advantage.
Louder.
By making it louder. And I was trying to remember when we were there, the crowd was very into it.
Right.
But the press box, I'm not remembering the press box very well. Is that glass that were behind glass?
No, there was no glass in that.
Okay, so what we heard in the stadium, well, that's the point.
If
it's loud, it's going to be loud in the press box. And it was loud, but it wasn't like Seattle loud.
No.
And they've got Samuel Jackson on the Jumbotron in every break telling the fans to step up and be louder and be louder, and the loud meter's on the whole game.
Yeah, so here's the deal. Rich McKay got fined. He's
got
suspended.
4 months, Steven, from the competition committee.
Right.
You know what this 4 months of the competition committee's busy like?
They do nothing.
They do nothing because the owners' meetings just finished.
Yeah, they just finished all of their
all of the work that he does all year for the competition committee gets presented to the ownership group and then the bigger body, and then they make their decisions, and then you go back to your team because you got a draft and stuff to get ready for.
So what you're saying is he's getting suspended for 4 months of nothing.
I'm saying, now listen carefully.
Slap on the wrist.
Yes. And in that vein, so too, if you ask me, the Cleveland Browns got a slap on the wrist.
Well, the Browns didn't do something as egregious as
but they had
identical crowd noise.
They
had a stupid front office person text a personnel person on the sideline during a game.
But
it wasn't like he was sending plays or you should be running this play because I can see that this guy is wide open over there in the corner. He was like saying, I think this personnel package is wrong.
That's what I thought. It was about personnel packages.
Right. So that's not
what
egregious.
If he's really
pumping
a super
crowd noise into a stadium gives you an advantage.
It should.
Or it should give you an advantage.
Imagine how bad they would have been.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, we know that the Falcons have taken a turn from their winning ways, but how dramatic has it actually been that they needed to resort to that?
I don't even know what's going on in Atlanta anymore.
You got to ask Matt Ryan. Seriously, it all went with Tony Gonzalez, all the bad juju. Once Tony left, it just comes rolling in by the bucketful, and they have been an embarrassment of who they used to be.
Buddy of the phone of the show, Sam Farmer, is asking right now, is there a term in calculus that starts with the letter O?
I think his kids are in higher math now.
I think they are.
Big math.
Sammy, you trying to do your kids' homework, buddy?
Stop it. And by the way, there's a thing called the internet.
Oh, gosh, that's good stuff. Anyways, anything you want to say about the Cleveland Brownies?
Anytime a bad team gets in trouble for something, I just continue to feel sorry for them. And if I'm a team, the last thing I want is somebody's pity.
Yeah.
But you know what? I pity the fool. I'm sorry. Cleveland Browns,
Jeff,
the whole lot of
the
you.
Fool. What about the Dallas Cowboys restructuring Tony Romo's deal so that they get $12.8 million space under the cap? That just happened this morning.
I didn't know that.
Oh, and by the way, Adrian Peterson's base – salary for this year would be $12.75 million.
Coincidentally. Wow, I had no idea about that.
Thought you should know that.
That's just an interesting number to hold in your hand there and go, I wonder what we could do with this extra money to a team that lost DeMarco Murray to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes. There you go.
We have a slight issue at running back one. Who do we get for RB1? I'm thinking Adrian Peterson, the guy who wants to play there.
There is a recent trade happening right now as we speak, Jeffrey.
Breaking news.
I don't even have breaking news, I don't think.
That was always my sound.
Yeah, that was your bing, 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 yeah. Bing, bing, bing. The Baltimore Ravens are trading their center away to the Denver Broncos' Geno Gradkowski. Now, the Broncos, as you know, they've needed a center.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think they got one.
Let's talk about the Super Bowl, shall we? Where the opening play was
over Manning's head.
Over Peyton Manning's head.
That was not good.
I'm not saying that was on the center, but it was.
Speaking of Super Bowl, Jeffrey, do not leave. We won't talk about it on air.
Okay.
But do not leave without getting something from the when we're done, say,
there's some things
I need my Super Bowl stuff.
Oh,
say that.
Okay. Did I miss out on some swag?
That'll jag my memory.
Jar?
Or isn't it jog?
No, you jar jog. Memories.
You
can jog a memory, yeah. But you can also jar a memory.
Yeah.
Memories are so
flexible. I need you to jog mine. How about that?
All right. It's not some swag or something, is it?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I still owe somebody a program that I forgot.
Who do you owe a program?
A doctor.
Doctor.
He was really cool to me, and he stayed long and helped me with something. And I said, hey, if I got an extra
I may
Super Bowl program,
have an extra one.
If I got an extra Super Bowl program, it's coming
know.
Your way.
I don't know if
he's like, oh, my gosh, that'd be amazing. And you know how people are about Super Bowl swag.
Let's see. Anything else that we got a full show. We got.
We do. We should chomp.
14 categories.
Is that a record?
In this year's
is that
Ravies. And I think that's how many we had last year.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah. I might have added. No, I added one more. This is new. This is the most ever categories in the Ravies, I think.
I'm looking at them right now. So far, status quo.
Yeah.
No, this is status. These are the same as always.
Well, I think the last one
unless
is
you're
going to
make
one
up.
The last one is a new one.
The last one?
Because we never did the last one.
Okay, you're right. That is a new one.
Because.
But see, I'm not in here. That's the problem.
Well, you didn't do a show this year.
Oh, that is a problem, isn't it?
So you
damn it.
Co-host the
damn
show.
Damn it, Miranda. Get me in sooner so I'm eligible.
Eligible to be.
So yeah. I can make sure some of these people like him and her.
Yeah.
That we can just put them out of the discussion or at least hurt them.
Well, the crazy thing, Jeff, is I don't know who's won.
I know. This is the first year of that. Forget this new category. This is the first year where the results will be a surprise even to Mr. Miranda.
Even to me. As a matter of fact, I should probably
you might want to open it.
The results page up so that we have
don't
it.
Don't look at it.
I'm not.
Just
I'm just
going
to bring it up and have it handy.
This also opens the door to the possibility that when Steven goes to read off the answer, it will be unintelligible because it'll be like a foreign file type or
it
something
will.
Like that.
Don't
we don't
know.
So we're going on a little bit of
so
faith
let's
here.
Get it started.
Chomp,
here
chomp.
Is the new Ravies theme. Welcome to the 10th Annual Ravies. I'm Steven Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis, and you're not at the Ice Capades.
Did that sound like Ice Capades?
A little bit Disney on ice.
Wow, because that I think I stole that from a very prestigious award show.
Well, there it is. It also sounded a little bit like Scientology's little anthem.
Oh, my God, don't go there. Have you seen Clear?
I did.
The new show that was this
oh,
week?
No. What I saw was an HBO documentary that was 2 hours long that was freaky.
Yeah, from this week.
Oh,
it came
so
out this week.
Did it? Really?
Yes.
And I saw it when it came out? What a coincidence.
You're
I'm
on top
on
of stuff.
I'm never on top
since
of
since Jeff isn't
I would go
doing
back
shows with me anymore. He's on top of shows.
Let me tell you, this
movies.
Is a scary as hell documentary.
No, I saw it.
I
the prison?
Stunned. Yeah.
That they send people to?
Yeah.
That is creepy.
Holy crap.
Freaking weird. Freaking weird.
And he went to one of their meetings.
No, well, here's the thing.
I know, it was an audition. I know.
No, it was a voiceover workshop. And I went, and I filled out, my name. And they got my address, Jeffrey, from when I lived in my apartment in North Hollywood before I met your sister.
That is a billion years ago.
Since that time, I've moved 8 times.
They'll find you.
And I still get stuff in the
They'll
mail.
They'll find you.
I still, to this day, get stuff from the Church of Scientology in the mail.
I was stunned at the factoid that their membership has dropped to 50,000 or something like that.
Good.
No, I know. I want them to go away.
The less of them that there are in the world.
I agree. Now, we're not talking about individual adherents of the faith. We're talking about the leadership structure as it exists, which is really diabolically evil. Okay. Now, the underlings that are going
Jeff,
to services
the
and stuff.
The stuff that they believe. The
stuff they believe is goofy. But, Steven, it's a lot of faiths look goofy if you hold it up to the right light, okay?
Okay.
I mean, you're a Catholic and I'm a Protestant. You have a lot more goofy to look at than I do because yours is much more complex. The Catholic faith is much more complex than Protestantism. And as a result, Protestantism is missing a lot of things that it needs, like structure.
I don't believe that aliens can get sucked out of my body.
Which orifice, though? That's really – see, that's where I take issue.
That's where you have a problem.
If it's out of my mouth, I think that lots of good things could come out of my mouth.
All right. Well, I had planned to do like a little, 2-minute opening comedy thing.
Yeah.
But I think that just did it right there.
Oh, man.
We need to just skip that.
Oh, man. See, when I'm here, we fall off schedule again.
We do. And here's the thing, Jeff. You and I, we really haven't decided what order – some of these things, you're just going to have to...
You're driving, I'll follow.
You're just going to have to follow, and you'll find
See,
it.
I have a phone. Hello? Hello? What could go wrong?
Jeff has a phone, people. Yeah,
what
what's
could go
up?
Wrong?
You come... Oh, my God. You come to do the show...
I've got Excel on my
and
phone.
And you do not bring a laptop with you.
I was feeling very
confident. Has it been that long that you just feel...
It's been that long that I feel arrogantly confident. Yes, arrogantly confident.
Say something when I'm coughing up
a
lung.
I just thought of it. That's why I repeated myself arrogantly confident. It just occurred to me that you were having a bit of a medical crisis and I should step
and
into
you
the
should
void.
Probably
I was
say
worried
something.
About you, so I was looking at it like, is he going to be okay?
I'm just a nice, sensitive guy. Welcome back to the chair. Welcome back to the chair. It's not like you haven't had other chairs. You've done Talk Sport. You've done some Sky Sports stuff.
Yeah. No, yeah. Absolutely, and I love doing that. It's just a very different experience to this format, which allows itself so much freedom.
Yes.
To say whatever the heck. I mean, short of swearing up a barn, side of a barn.
Don't do that.
Which I don't want to do. I can say anything, and there's not going to be any negative repercussions, Steve.
All right. Well, we're going to start with a pretty big category.
Most of the big award shows, Stephen, they always start with a big category trying to get the ball rolling.
And what we're going to do is we're going to start right off the bat with Coach of the Year. How about that?
There you go.
So, Jeffrey, I'll let you do the honors.
The 2014 for Coach of the Year. Ravy, Coach of the Year, first nominee, Pete Carroll of the Seattle Seahawks, Jason Garrett of the Dallas Cowboys, Bill Belichick of the New England Patriots, Bruce Arians, Arizona Cardinals, and Ron, don't call me Chico, Rivera of the Carolina Panthers. He actually likes when you call him
Chico. All right, and the winner of the Coach of the Year award for 2014 is Jeffrey?
I wouldn't have any idea.
Do we have a drum roll still? No, not as you hit the thing. There it is. Arizona head coach Bruce Arians.
Yeah, that was a pretty remarkable job.
He's Bruce Arians.
Jeffrey, I can say this was one of the closest races ever.
I think you can make a case for a lot of these fellas.
Guess who came in second?
Probably Garrett.
Bill
Belichick
was three votes off the lead of Bruce Arians.
Better luck next year, Bill. We know you'll be right there in the running for it.
So congratulations to Monsieur Bruce Arians. How do you feel about that, Jeff?
I think that what he's done with and without Carson Palmer has been remarkable.
Yeah. How about we slide the webcam over so that you can see me a little bit. How about that? Now you can
much
see
better.
Me. You can see me now?
In all your glory.
Well, yeah. You know, the fact that he got them to the playoffs and actually did pretty well in the playoffs despite not having a quarterback. I think at one point he was playing with a third-string quarterback.
Yeah, he was. Bumblebee Tuna was in a quarterback.
Yeah, and when you
and
have –
and they're still doing all
and
right.
And they're still winning.
They're still in games because their defense is so smothering.
So can you imagine what the Arizona Cardinals would look like if they got an Adrian Peterson in their backfield?
Or if they got a quarterback.
Which they may go out and do this year.
Where are they drafting?
Late.
Yeah.
Like 23rd, 24th.
Are you keen on any of the quarterbacks going that late? I'm not keen on any of the quarterbacks, period.
I don't know. I like one.
You a Jameis Winston guy?
No, I'm a Marcus Mariota guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I believe strongly that the championship performance had nothing to do with Mariota.
I would agree with that.
You know, the school did what the school's supposed to do. They suspended some players that did some pretty bad things, and he was left throwing to guys who should be bagging groceries.
Right.
And that's not his fault. So I think you surround him with – I think, first of all, if you put him in a situation where he can sit for a year, then look out.
Yeah.
But if he comes out and he's a starter day one this year – and he's got some talent around him, I think he can do some good things.
What's your concern about Winston?
I'm still not so sure about his off-the-field issues. I've seen some videos of him acting pretty stupid.
Enjoying himself?
Yeah.
Shall we say?
Yeah.
And you without can enjoy a care
yourself.
In the world?
You can enjoy yourself without being stupid.
Well, if I
you
am one of the top NFL prospects – I'm going to make sure that my level of enjoyment doesn't draw undue attention to me.
There you go.
For a little while.
Yeah.
All you got to get your damn foot in the NFL door, put a season in of being a good citizen, and the league, ask Ben Roethlisberger, the league will let you do pretty much anything you want.
I tell you what, Jeffrey, I went out and I enjoyed myself this past Friday.
Good.
With some colleagues. And
you know what? Steven's been a good boy most of his life. So
I wasn't stupid.
Even if you were a little Steven, you built up so much good credit.
Some good cred?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. He's got none in my book. But it's getting better. I'm not sure if he's worthy of a first round.
Tampa supposedly is locked in there.
They love him. They love him in Tampa. So let's go, Jeffrey.
Yes, next
category. I'll take this one for biggest disappointment. And the nominees for biggest disappointment this year are the New Orleans Saints limping to a 7-9 season. The TMZ video of Ravens running back Ray Rice hitting his then fiance.
We used to go back and forth on these. Remember that?
Yeah.
It made it more interesting. The Vikings running back Adrian Peterson.
No, you did the first.
No, but going back and reading the options.
You did one category.
I know, but
and then
going back and forth on the options.
Category.
On the choices.
No, you do.
Okay.
You do one.
Okay. I thought it'd be a little give and take, yin and yang.
You do one. I'll
okay.
do the next
good
one.
Enough.
Yeah.
I take back what I said.
Vikings running back Adrian Peterson missing all but one game due to severely punishing his son. NFL officiating missing huge calls throughout the NFL playoffs.
Ooh.
And Jay Cutler and the Chicago Bears finishing at a measly 5-11. Oh, yeah, but how are you going to announce the winner?
I can't. Don't worry about it.
All right. So the winner is... Oh, man. People are not forgiving. Ray Rice, Ravens running back at the time, and the video of him hitting his then-fiancée, now-wife. Biggest disappointment. That I don't see how you can disagree with that, Jeff.
Well, anytime a woman is hit by a man in anger... If you take issue with anything that happens, you're a jerk, okay? So there's not much you could do about that. Even if you quietly in your heart of hearts think, oh, Ray really got a raw deal, don't open your mouth and say that. Don't say that because you're a jerk, okay? And no woman would ever say that, so I'm speaking only for men here.
It's not going to come out good.
Guys, if there's something that every woman in the world agrees on, you're probably wrong. No matter how much, she doesn't understand. It's a cultural thing. Shut up. You can't hit a woman.
You should never do that.
And on the same vein, Adrian Peterson, you should not hit your children that way.
That way. I'm glad that you said that way.
I said
way.
That way.
Good.
No, children are there for hitting. I'm kidding. I joke.
You just, he went a little too far.
Absolutely.
Far.
And he's paying for it. And he has paid for it. I'm stunned it's still going on, Stephen.
Yeah. All right, now I'm going over to you for the next category, Jeffrey. Best play of the year.
Best play of the year.
This is the best play.
Really good. Really, really, really good. It's the best. It's the best.
So,
okay.
Are you not finding it?
No, I got it right here.
Okay, great.
I appreciate you covering my back.
Gotcha.
Anthony Barr, strip fumble, recovery, and return for TD in overtime win versus the Buccaneers.
That was so good.
Good play. Rams fake punt deep in their own territory to help defeat the Seattle Seahawks in week 7.
Got one word for you on that play.
Yeah.
Cajones.
Oh, man, they're good. Jeff Fisher. The guy is such a stud. That's all there is to it.
Caught everybody off guard.
Aaron Rodgers, fake spike against the Miami Dolphins in week 6.
Yes. Pulled the Dan Marino against Dan Marino's old team.
Odell Beckham Jr., one-handed catch for a TD against Cowboys in week 12.
Yeah.
Stick
him. So like
well,
I say.
And what is with his
stick
friends?
Stick him.
His friends are like, that's not amongst his best catches. Oh, my God. Seriously? No, the guy's that good. And why did he's rotting away there in New York, isn't he?
He is.
Steve Smith, Sr., Steve Smith, Sr. TD on a tip pass against his former team, the Carolina Panthers, in week 4. That was a good one.
That was. Man, he balled out against the Panthers.
Of course he
Lots
did.
Of good picks there, Jeffrey, for best play of the
Any
year.
Any one of them worthy of winning.
Winner,
however.
I'll give you one guess.
Odell Beckham
obvious.
Jr.?
Yeah, he ran away with it 65% of the
That's
vote.
That's who I would pick. Sick.
Odell Beckham Jr.'s catch there against the Cowboys in week 12. I will just note that they lost that game. Anyways, even with the phenomenal catch of Odell Beckham Jr., I saw he was at the Super Bowl during the week,
right,
Super Bowl week,
right.
And he broke the record for catching the most passes with one hand in 60 seconds. Do you know that?
No.
Drew Brees, so I was actually, I saw it. They were there outside.
Where was it?
Just outside the media center.
The convention center?
Yeah. And Drew Brees was throwing the football.
What day was this?
I think it was
Wednesday
or Thursday.
Not like I was there to even count.
Yeah.
But
Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay.
And anyways, Jeff, the only reason he didn't catch more than 33.
It's because Drew threw it wrong?
No. Drew ran out of football.
Oh, my God.
So after he caught it, he had to throw it back to him.
Whose idea was this?
Did Madden put it on or something? No, it wasn't Madden football. It was a company. I want to say Campbell's Chunky, but it wasn't Campbell's Chunky.
You get a great idea for a promotion.
Yeah.
And then you fail on the execution?
Yeah, so he could
have enough football.
Dennis, Book of World Record people were there and the whole thing. And it went down as 33, but the dude could have caught 40, maybe 45, had they had enough footballs for him.
Wow. Yeah. Come on, Campbell.
I mean, he was just
– Do not. Poof. Well, of course
hey,
he is.
That's 33 in a row without a drop.
That's remarkable.
Mind you, it's not just he just caught 33 in a
what
minute.
What distance?
33, about 15 yards.
Okay.
15, 20 yards.
Right maybe. In the sweet spot for
yeah.
a slant route.
Yeah. It was incredible. He just one hand, boom, boom, boom. So congratulations to Odell Beckham Jr. There for his one-handed touchdown catch against the Dallas Cowboys. We'll knock that one off, Jeffrey. And now it's time for another big award. And this time we'll go toward – did you do that one or did I do that one?
I did it. I did it really well.
So
people are going to call in.
The defense – people. Who's going to call in and say what?
Somebody's going to call and say, Jeff's awesome. He read that last one so nicely.
Defensive Player of the Year, big award, here it comes. Here are the nominees, Jeffrey, if I can pull it up. J.J. Watt, defensive end, Houston Texans. Luke Kuechly, linebacker.
Kuechly.
Linebacker of Carolina Panthers. Justin Houston, linebacker of the Kansas City Chiefs. Elvis Dumervil, defensive end, Baltimore Ravens. And DeAndre Levi, linebacker, Detroit Lions. All right, Jeff, you wanna take a gander?
No, I'm scared.
All right. Here we go. And the winner of Defensive Player of the Year is, pulling up the results, woo!
J.J. Watt.
This is probably the biggest win in the history of the show, Jeff.
J.J. Watt.
92.2%.
J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt.
Woo!
Man,
what?
Houston Texans. That's not even close.
We could put him in for next year, by the way, right now. You just put him in for the running. For the Ravies?
Yeah.
For next season?
Defensive player of the year?
Because there's certain guys, and he's one of them. There's only a couple. That they're going to be there every freaking year. You're counting all over again to see if you got it right.
No. I'm just counting just five votes.
That
out of
didn't
all
go to,
the votes.
I want to ask those five people, what's up with you? You're wrong, okay? I know a vote is an opinion, but you're wrong.
Five votes.
I want to know
did
names.
Not go,
names.
I don't know because it's anonymous.
Ah.
So.
I want to make fun of them.
No. Okay. Whoever voted for Dumervil, Levy,
Neener.
Houston, or Kuechly,
Neener,
Jeff
Neener,
is
Neener.
Laughing at
Neener,
you
Neener.
Right now. Wow. That is impressive for Mr. J.J. Watt. Now I'm really kind of curious to see NFL MVP because he's in there as well.
Well, if he doesn't, he deserves it.
But, dude, his team didn't even make the playoffs, man.
His team may never make the playoffs, Steven.
Then how can you say he deserves it? How can anybody
because he's that
say
good.
That an MVP for a losing team is worthy of MVP?
I can't. I think it's just a logical inference that people make.
All right. Well, there you go. So, Jeffrey, you're up. And for you, sir, we've got the biggest surprise.
The biggest surprise? The biggest surprise is that I'm not completely ready, but I am now.
That's all right.
Okay, here it is. The biggest surprise for the 2014 season. The entire NFC South finishing below 500 for the season. That's a pretty big humdinger.
Yep.
Dallas Cowboys winning the NFC East. Oh, sorry. By two games, when only expected to win five games. By whom?
Everybody.
I had them with a lot more wins than five.
Well, okay. I can't deny or agree with that because I don't ever – I didn't get your
– I know. I'm just
preview.
Trying to think, Stephen. I do believe I had – because I did my whole spreadsheet.
Yeah.
I think I had them winning the – I did have them winning the East at eight wins.
I got mocked when I said the Cowboys would be 10-6.
Yeah, I was comfortable going to 9-7, but I had them at 8-8 winning the division, unfortunately. I thought they were going to pull an NFC South kind of nonsense, and they didn't. To their credit, they did much better than that. Justin Forsett stepping back in at running back for the Ravens. By the way, 1,529 total yards from scrimmage. That's just sick.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Rookie wide receiver Odell Beckham posting another monster stat, 79 catches, 1,120 yards, 11 TDs, and only 11 games. DeMarco Murray staying healthy for an entire season.
Finish the thing.
I'm sorry. I don't like guys that are unreliable because of injury. DeMarco Murray staying relatively healthy and leading the league in rushing with 1,845 yards.
That was kind of a surprise. Jeffrey, the winner is...
You can hold up a number for me, and then I could read it to people. If you do it faster than that.
How about that?
We have a tie. That's
we
the number
have
for
a tie.
Tie.
That's the number for
he held
a tie.
Up a T.
A tie.
Exactly.
Do you think you know the two things? That
I think Murray was ridiculous, and I think...
he got the less votes, the least
okay,
votes.
Okay, that's cool. Then no, I don't have any idea.
The Dallas Cowboys winning the NFC East by two games when only expected to win five, and the entire NFC South finishing below 500 for the season.
Yeah, we've been fearing that coming for a long time, Stephen, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've talked about that for the better part of a decade, that one of these days, and the league is still talking
I
about it.
I still can't believe it was Carolina.
Stephen, okay, noted. How do you feel about this? This is increasingly concerning to me. The league is clearly moving in a direction of probably starting, not this coming season, but the one after that, adding an additional playoff team.
I really hope they don't do that.
Me too.
Go ahead.
No, Stephen, that's my question. How do you feel about that? Because I think it would be horrible. I think as we just saw with the NFC South having to put a team in, I would rather have it redone. The team with the next best record doesn't get a home game, but they do get in. I don't know how you justify the competitive balance that the league has been striving for and has been largely getting in the playoffs. The playoffs have been fantastic the last several years.
Look, you're
looking to water it down.
I love the six teams. But what I think they should do is you have your four division winners, you have your two next best records, but then you take those six teams and you put them and you sort them.
You reseed
by division, by record.
That's reseeding.
Yeah,
and that's what
reseed.
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm all in favor of each round of the playoffs gets reseeded.
Then I'm not so much in favor.
You're playing for an awful lot when if you lose this, I mean, if you lose your game, obviously, you get knocked out of the playoffs.
Yeah, once you get seeded, if you're six and you got to play
a one,
and you beat the one, you shouldn't have to get reseeded. You should. Well, I don't know. You're still not gonna. If you're six, you're never playing a home game in the playoffs. That's just it.
Correct.
And that's fine.
Okay. But to be the sixth seed, what if you're the sixth seed with a 10-6 record? And next thing you know,
well, that's how it is right now.
Correct.
But what I'm saying is,
done differently.
Give me the six teams. Give me your four division winners. So you can still win your division like the Panthers did at 7-8-1, but you don't get rewarded with a home playoff game. I'm sorry. You just don't. Not when a wild card team who finished second in their division at 11-5, they shouldn't have to go on the road and play.
Agreed.
So that's where we're in agreement in that.
Okay.
All right. So now it's my turn.
Two big surprises.
And I'll do worst move of the year. Because you know what, Jeffrey? It's the worst move of the year. We'll start with the Jets trading to acquire Percy Harvin. Why? They didn't have anyone to throw to him. The Cleveland Browns moving back into the first round to draft quarterback Johnny Manziel. It's odd, Jeffrey, that I put that on the ballot when I was a big proponent of someone drafting Johnny Manziel.
I know. So was a lot of people, though, dude.
The Miami Dolphins bringing in running back Knowshon Moreno with health concerns, which he had all season. The Houston Texans never bringing in a viable quarterback to lead their team.
Stunning.
The Jacksonville Jaguars giving Toby Gerhart a 3-year deal only to have him be a backup most of the season. And the biggest, worst move of the year goes to the Cleveland Browns moving back into the first round draft to get quarterback Johnny Manziel. He didn't run away with it. There's another close one, but he won by like 5.
Anytime votes. You say the Cleveland Browns and worst things of anything, they're going to get votes. It's a genuflex reaction from people, Stephen.
You're like, Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, Cleveland Browns. Oh, something bad. Yeah, it's Cleveland Browns.
They're the ones that get in.
What about the Cleveland Browns? Jags, Tampa Bay.
They were next. Well, no, actually, the Texans bringing in a viable quarterback. They were very close. They were only
They've taken steps backwards since Gary Kubiak left.
My thing is, and not taking anything away from J.J. Watt. I love the guy. I think he's great. I do not think he's the league MVP. Definitely defensive MVP or defensive player of the year. Mm-hmm. I'll give him that all day. But defense doesn't get you to the promised land.
Defense wins championships, baby.
I'm sorry.
Ray Lewis said it. It's got to be true. And he said it with so much conviction.
Yeah. I think the Patriots defense was like 16th or 17th.
It was a hell of a lot better this year than it has
been. Than it had been in the past. But, yeah, they won championships. You know why? Because when they were down 14 points, Tom Brady led them on 3 freaking phenomenal drives.
Did you see the interception at the end of the Super Bowl? That was defense. Yeah. That was pretty good defense.
That was a great defensive play.
A freakish.
But it was also a very stupid call on the offensive coordinator or Pete Carroll or whoever wants to take responsibility for that.
Enough. We know they should have run the ball. We know. my thing
so
is.
So that's beside the point.
Speaking of.
The Houston Texans, forever, for as long as I can remember, I've always told them, go out and get you a quarterback. And
they had one. They had Matt Schaub.
They went out and got Mario Williams. They went out and got a defensive corner and defensive safety. They've always gone defensive side of the ball in the draft. And that's where they've been. And you know what? That's all fine and great. You have a defense, but that defense isn't stopping Andrew Luck right now in the Indianapolis Colts. And it's not stopping a whole bunch of the other elite teams in the AFC. Oh, and by the way, you can't put up any freaking points on the offensive side of the ball because you have no quarterback.
To get your defense some rest, since you're expecting them to win you football games, you better let them be rested.
So that's where I would have voted anyways, with the Houston Texans just not bringing in a quarterback to lead their team. And they still haven't done that. And they can have a great defense, and that's fantastic for them. But you know what? They're never going to become a championship football team with Ryan Fitzpatrick and the likes of those guys as their signal caller in that division.
Agree. And in that department, Matt Schaub signed yesterday with the Baltimore Ravens.
To back up
Joe Flacco. Steven, they put that in every media release, to back up Joe Flacco. Any of us really thought Matt Schaub was going to go in and take Joe's job?
It's possible.
Joe's making what? $12 million, $22 million a year? What is he making? It's obscene.
$19 million a year.
We don't need to be told that this guy who's come in and has slowly imploded his career is going to go in and take Joe's job.
Well, you don't know.
We don't know. Next category, baby.
Well, it's your category. It's a big one, and it's Offensive Player of the Year.
These guys play offense all year, or you wouldn't hear him here. You wouldn't hear him here if they didn't play offense last year. That's for darn sure.
Give me
Antonio Brown, wide receiver, Pittsburgh Steelers. Aaron,
a lot of touchdowns.
Tony Romo, running back. This is Tony Romo, running back. Funny, Tony Romo, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, copy-paste.
Copy-paste. Only gets so far. Aaron Rodgers, running back, Green Bay Packers. I'm joking. Quarterback, Green Bay Packers. I know I'm joking. Le'Veon Bell, running back, Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's because there's mostly a whole bunch of running backs on this list.
There are a lot of running backs. DeMarco Murray, running back, Dallas Cowboys. That is your crew for the Offensive Player of the Year.
Nominees.
And I got to say this, nominees, but Steven put together this list, sent them out to the show donors, and had historic returns come
That's
in
right,
with these.
That's right, the most ever show donors to
participate.
Fill out the survey. I appreciate that.
So to those people, we tip our caps and say, well done. Be involved. Be part of the show.
And the winner is, without a doubt, not
even. You were supposed to hold up your fingers, remember, to tell me which one it was so I could announce it. Oh, you're thank you. Here, I'm holding up all my fingers. Okay, which one am I holding up? All right, we've got a winner. Drum roll, please. Drum roll, please. Drum roll, please. The winner is Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers.
Not even close, man.
In the discount double check department, it's Aaron freaking Rodgers.
On one leg, hopping around, you know, like a hobo, one leg.
Yeah.
Doing it.
He doesn't need two good legs to be the bomb.
Apparently. And I am quite sad to say he is dating my girlfriend.
Uh-oh. Kim Kardashian?
No. What the? On what planet did you ever think I liked Kim Kardashian?
That was the point. It was the opposite extreme of somebody that Steven would never, ever, ever, ever care about. Okay. And so that's why I threw that name out there.
So you still do that.
I went for a worse. Yeah, it's the same joke, Steven. Right. It's the same dumb joke I've been telling you since we met.
Okay. There you go. No, Olivia Munn. Uh-huh. She is from the newsroom. Do you watch the newsroom?
I finished the newsroom.
She was the economy girl.
Oh, hello. Yeah. She's got a lot of freckles. You like freckles, though. Freckles.
Like, have you seen your
I like. They used a ton of makeup.
Have you seen your sister?
They used a ton of makeup to hide her freckles.
Yeah, they do.
Which
they
was weird because for a lot of guys, I was telling my wife, she's like, well, that's good. I said, no, there's a lot of guys that dig on freckles.
Yeah, I like freckles. Like them.
And I didn't say like Steven because I didn't want her to get any. I didn't want her to think less of
you.
Yeah,
I'm going to get in trouble because, you know, Trisha, listen.
She might think less of you, though.
Why?
No, see, my wife, the difference between your wife and my wife, one of them.
Yeah.
My wife understands that all men look at women and is totally, totally at peace with that. In fact, I'll get a text from her on a cruise. She'll be like, pool, this pool, you should be here. And that means that there's somebody who's provocatively dressed that I should take a look at because my wife's like, dude, you need to see this because you're a dude.
Yeah.
And that is one of the reasons that I will love my wife forever.
I don't think there's Trisha's very few.
There's very
me
few
to
women
a pool,
that
but
right.
I remember being in Vegas.
No,
and
Trisha's
her
cool.
Pointing out,
yeah,
waitress.
Like nudging. Why are you elbowing me? Oh my god!
Yeah.
Like anyway.
Wow.
Guys, look.
Watermelons. I'm sorry. What? I mean, she would. I would be like, what? Well, she pointed it out. Let me yell it.
All righty.
All right. Thanks, I'm going to have a fun
it's
one
It's getting
here.
Warm in here.
It is getting warm. It is. Time to turn on. I'm going to turn on a fun one now.
This is a fun category. We're not too serious.
All right. Lots of people here in Boob of the Year.
Uh-oh, Boob of the Year.
The nominees are Commissioner Roger Goodell for, well, you know. Ray Rice,
well,
running back.
Which one of the 16 things that he's handling is he?
Ray Rice for, well, you know. Adrian Peterson for, well,
you know.
You know.
That thing.
And wide receiver Josh Gordon for, well,
you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a
there
lot.
There you go. And the winner is Jeffrey.
I'm guessing Goodell.
This was very, very close, but the winner and still undisputed champion of Boob of the Year, Josh Gordon for, well,
Flash!
You know.
Master of the Universe.
There you go. Dude. When you're suspended, and then they make a rule change, and they let you come back and play, and then you act like a boob, and then, like, immediately after they shorten your sentence, you get arrested again, and then you get suspended again. That makes you not Boob of the Year, but Boob of the freaking century, man.
If you played enough, which you don't.
Which you don't. And now,
spending time incarcerated.
And now, because you're out of the league, pretty much, you will now be hum number.
There you go.
The newest,
he who must not be named.
The newest hum number, Josh Gordon. Very close second was Ray Rice for what he did. So there you go. But Josh Gordon is out. Jeffrey, I'm going to give you a big one, sir. We're moving right along.
We're closing
good
in.
Good clip. Comeback Player of the Year.
I need some music. Rolando McClain, linebacker, Dallas Cowboys. Rob Gronkowski, tight end, New England Patriots.
There should probably be a little pause in between the
names. Let everyone ponder it?
Yeah. Just
all right. Rolando McClain, linebacker, Dallas Cowboys. Certainly enough pause for me to go, why, since Steven took over, is there a Dallas Cowboy in every category?
That's not true.
I'm just curious.
That's not true.
You're right. Boob of the Year didn't have any. Rolando McClain, Dallas Cowboys. Rob Gronkowski.
You, my friend, by the way, from all the emails I've got from all of the submissions, are not the only one to notice that.
To make that observation, that crazy observation. It's the man's show. Let the man do what he wants. It's his show.
Rolando,
it's a labor
McClain
of love.
Was nowhere on anybody's roster of anything, and he put up a huge football season at the linebacker position for Cowboys last year.
And Rob Gronkowski, tight end, New England Patriots. Speaking of Patriot tight ends, things are not going well for Aaron Hernandez.
Well, now
in his
they
trial.
Have to bring in Robert Kraft to testify.
Robert Kraft testified yesterday and didn't look real pleased to be there.
Yeah, I even saw some reports where for the first time ever they saw him be uncomfortable during the cross questioning from the defense.
It was, he was wearing his signature pink tie.
Yeah,
and
it's not looking good for Aaron, by the way.
No. Not at all. Anyways.
Oh, and by the way, since we're on the Patriots,
yeah.
How about, what do you think of Giselle kind of egging on Tom Brady to cliff jump?
It worked.
You're okay with that?
I'm totally okay. I'm.
Do
one
you
who
think the Patriots called them after they saw him post the video and be like, Tommy? Oh, Tommy, what are you doing?
It looks a lot higher from up there. You know,
I've been to those cliff jumps in the grill. Yeah. They're freaking high.
Sure.
I did one of them.
I know. I do that stuff, too. I love it.
Tommy.
If it doesn't take your breath away, it's not worth doing.
You're giving me at least a couple more years here in New England, right, buddy? What are you doing flinging yourself?
It wasn't even him. It was a stunt double.
BS.
All right. Comeback players of the year. We finished with Rob Gronkowski. We've now got Chris Harris, cornerback, Denver Broncos. I'm going to be in Denver in a few weeks. Nice. Jeremy Maclin, wide receiver, Philadelphia Eagles. And the last one, Arian Foster, running back, Houston Texans. And the winner is Gronk.
The Gronk. Gronk. Yeah, he had I wish he didn't have a good season, but
look, it's undisputed the quality of season that he put up and the role he played in the Patriots' success this season. He was back to his old wily ways as the tight end that you cannot stop and you only hope to contain.
Yeah, it was a great season for Rob. Congratulations to Mr. Gronkowski. Moving on to look out for next year. Are you ready, Jeff? Look out for this. The nominees are the Jacksonville Jaguars will make some noise and win the AFC South. The Seattle Seahawks will remain atop the NFC West and make a third straight Super Bowl appearance. The Dallas Cowboys find a way to keep both DeMarco Murray and Dez Bryant and finally get over the hump to get to Super Bowl 50. Well, we know that didn't happen already.
No.
The New England Patriots begin their slide and fail to reach the playoffs. And the Chicago Bears get rid of Jay Cutler and reach the playoffs without him. Ooh, Jeffrey. And, sir, the winner is... That's the wrong one. Ooh, the Seattle Seahawks look to remain atop the NFC West and will make a third straight Super Bowl appearance.
Wow. That would be unprecedented going back. It would have to go back.
You got
to
go back to the Buffalo Brady. Bills of the.
What did Brady, how many years did he do it?
He went to 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. They weren't 3 in a row.
Oh, they took
he
a
went
break.
To 2 in a row. They missed one, and then they went to the next.
Got it. Okay. Wow.
So,
well, the Buffalo Bills, you don't want to use them as an example, though.
Yes.
Because they lost
But the Seattle's at least won the first one.
They
so.
Did. They got one of them out of the way.
Yeah.
But if they go on another and lose another one, people are going to start talking about those Bills.
But I tell you what, something that the Bills don't get credit for is going to four Super Bowls in a row.
I've never taken that away from them. It's just so – remember, when I was in graduate school, I had a gal from Buffalo.
Super Bowls?
I had a – one of my classmates in graduate school was from Buffalo.
Okay.
And huge Bills fans. And we were in school the whole time during that
during
run.
During those rains?
Yeah. And I've never seen a woman so unconsolable.
I did enjoy their final two losses because they came at the hands of the Cowboys, and there were blowouts. So, you know, that's nice.
Not my fault. You guys didn't even show up.
We haven't had a Super Bowl. Oh, never mind.
In Los Angeles?
Yeah. Forever.
Since the Dallas Cowboys in 86?
Yeah.
I know.
Pasadena.
It's because we've been a little busy not having a football team or two here.
All right. Man, if Seattle does make a third straight Super Bowl, that's going to be pretty impressive. Jeffrey, I'm going to let you do the final funny one here, and it's most likely to live under.
I love this category.
Unlikely guys, they've got scraggly eyes and live under a bridge.
Now, this is nothing to do with talent. It has everything to do with your grooming and lack of manscaping.
And neck beards and stuff.
Exactly my point. Lack of manscaping. You are not taking good care of yourself in your personal appearance.
Manscaping.
We're not encouraging manscaping. We're saying there's a little bit more you could do to look like a human being. Brandon LaFell, wide receiver, New England Patriots. Ryan the Neckbeard Fitzpatrick, quarterback, Houston Texans. Speaking of neckbeards, Andrew Luck, quarterback, Indianapolis Colts. See, he's good, and he's still going to possibly win this. Nick Mangold, center, New York Football Jets. And Rob Ninkovich, linebacker for the New England Patriots. All deserving
and
candidates.
The winner is
everybody's favorite neckbeard, Ryan Fitzpatrick, quarterback of the Houston Texans.
It was close.
It's huge.
He beat Andrew Luck
by smidgen.
Two votes.
Smidgen. Luck loves the award. But see, this is where our great listeners, Stephen, know the facts better than popularity.
Yeah.
And they vote based on fact. Ryan Fitzpatrick, look, hardly anyone remembers who that kid is. They remember when he was the second coming of, well, Jim Kelly
for
in Buffalo.
Bills?
Yeah. And they didn't care that Jim Kelly didn't win many Super Bowls. They just wanted to go. And Fitzpatrick just – I don't think he ever had the arm strength for there. That's just me. Anyways, congratulations to Ryan Fitzpatrick.
There
and may he shave and join us not on this list next
just
year.
Just three categories left, Jeffrey, and I'll take Rookie of the Year. The nominees for Rookie of the Year – include players from just about
all over
every position. We've got Blake Bortles, quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Zach Martin, tackle of the Dallas Cowboys. Teddy Bridgewater, quarterback of Minnesota Vikings. Sammy Watkins, wide receiver of the Buffalo Bills. And Odell Beckham Jr., another wide receiver from the New York Football Giants. And the winner of Rookie goes to wide receiver New York Football Giants, Odell Beckham Jr.
Called it. Didn't say it out loud, though.
You didn't say it out loud? Why not?
I didn't want to interrupt.
All right. Well, there.
But I called it.
I mean, you know what? What everyone else on the list did was pretty amazing.
It was.
Sammy Watkins looked good as a wide receiver, and now you know why Buffalo moved up in the draft to get him. Zach Martin made that offensive line fantastic. He's the first rookie offensive lineman to make the Pro Bowl in I don't even know how long. Teddy Bridgewater, once he took over the reins for Minnesota, showed that you know he is the real deal, and I even like what Blake Bortles did. Remember the Jags?
I remember the Jags.
We're not going to play Blake Bortles this season. He's going to sit all season.
Well, it's nice to have good thoughts and good ideas. It is.
But when your team's doing poorly, you gotta
figure something some way to excite the fan base with some enthusiasm.
All right, Jeffrey, two categories left.
I'll let do you one, choose which and you one do you the
want.
Other.
Which one do you want? There's the biggest game award, which is NFL MVP, for the guy who meant most to his team, and a new one since you were not available this year, the best co-host, because I had several throughout the season. Which one would you like to?
Well, you, dude, you choose.
Why do I gotta choose?
Okay, I'll do the co-host because, heck, these people were kind of trying to replace me, so
yeah,
you know.
And you weren't.
I
here.
Will take that category by all the right. reins.
All right, do it.
And I will make judgment
do
on
it.
You.
Oh, I gotta go see who won this.
Yes, you should. But first, play the little song
oh,
we did.
Okay.
This guy or gal
tried to replace Jeff.
Best co-host of the year. Hey, wide receiver out of Vanderbilt, Jeremy Parker.
Wide receiver. Well, first of all, let me say, I didn't
I
have
some
many
of these
co-hosts.
Shows. I understand. It's hard to get logistics arranged, dude.
Yeah.
In case
so,
you haven't noticed.
And let me just say, so you say the co-host, I'll tell you when I did show.
Jeremy Parker.
Well,
senior
Jeremy
out of Vanderbilt
was kind enough to host me, to put me up while I went to London last year, and I landed in London on Guy Fawkes Night, Jeff. And he had a car pick me up, take me out to his home outside of London, and we popped fireworks, and we had this huge Guy Fawkes Night thing, and I got to learn about it, and we popped fireworks, and then after all that was done, and we had dinner, then we did a show together. It was like
that's pretty epic.
God knows how late it was at night, and we did a show. It was pretty.
We've known Jeremy for what 7 years now. Long time.
He's been following for a very
long
time.
Joey Vale. I don't know him, Steven.
Valle. Joey
Valle
is a coworker at NBC Universal.
Okay.
And I said, hey, you wanna come out and do some shows with me, talk some football? He said, sure. I think he did three or four shows.
Excellent, Joey Valle.
Yes.
Very nice to make your acquaintance through this interesting way of communication. Richard Graves, we all know, we love, we embrace, we hug when we can.
Sky Sports Guru, he actually did, I think, the most shows with me throughout the season. He would come on from time to time. It was kind of cool. We would video Skype, and I would record the audio to put into the show. So that was pretty interesting.
Oh, that's cool. So you did a live in studio kind of
FaceTime
thing, and they just captured the audio.
Face-to-face thing.
That's outstanding because it's hard to do this without that. And then Katie Harris, the much loved, yes, Katie, I said it, much loved Katie Harris. Always a Patriots fan and never, ever making an excuse.
Always gives me a hard time.
Unapologetic
Patriots.
Well, look, she's an unapologetic Patriots fan. You're an unapologetic Cowboys fan.
I don't support any team in the NFL.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Wow. I makes this that much
more
ironic. You obviously
haven't listened to the show that much.
It makes it that much more ironic that the Dallas Cowboys are on every single category.
They weren't in every category.
I just had to say that for
look
that.
Look at most
now,
likely
to
live under
win.
A bridge.
I need to know who's going to win.
Look at most likely to live under
a bridge. Of course, you don't throw people under the bus that are Cowboys. Although, which Cowboy would be throwing under the bus?
Look
Brady?
At best play of the year. There wasn't even a single a Cowboy play.
I need a drum roll, and then I need a
number. Oh, drum roll. Drum roll, please.
All right. Want to congratulate Richard Graves for not only owning our TV airways, but now also owning podcasting. You've done it, Mr. Graves. You've now achieved all stardom. You can now go away and just into your twilight years, get married, make beautiful children, and teach them all the great ways of American football.
Congratulations, Gravesy. Cool. He narrowly beat out Mr. Valle. Joey got quite a lot of votes as well.
Cool. Steven,
so
that brings us to the grand finale.
That's it. We are at 58-52, so this is perfect. Keeping it at an hour. NFL MVP. Now, this is the guy who meant most to his team.
You can define MVP any way you want.
But it's the guy who meant most to his team. And the nominees for MVP are Le'Veon Bell, running back of Pittsburgh Steelers. J.J. Watt, defensive end, Houston Texans. Aaron Rodgers, quarterback, Green Bay Packers. DeMarco Murray, running back, Dallas Cowboys. And Tom Brady, quarterback, New England Patriots.
I must say, Stephen, with the exception of J.J. Watt, which is your point, all of these guys are single-handedly responsible for their team's success.
For their teams going to where they were.
Which
you
is
notice,
why J.J. Watt doesn't really fit with this group because right. Where did they go? Nowhere.
Nowhere. And you notice how the Pittsburgh Steelers died in the playoffs without Le'Veon Bell.
Yep.
They were nothing. So here you go, the winner of the NFL MVP, guy who meant most to his team.
This will be faxed to him by nice. It is that good a thing.
I hit both of them simultaneously.
And you haven't enabled the don't let two things play at once.
Exactly. The NFL MVP goes to quarterback Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers.
Woo!
Yeah! That's how you do it, baby.
Congratulations.
Now, so, Jeffrey, that's it. Our 10th annual Ravies in the books. It is a done deal. And is your first show back? How do you feel?
Hungry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm hungry. Okay.
I'm just hungry.
But did you feel like you were okay?
It felt like I had never left is
yeah,
what it felt like.
Yeah, I know. You were all like, I'm so kind of nervous going back. Really?
I wasn't nervous. I've just had a lot of medical things, some of which impede my ability to speak clearly. But you did a nice job of getting out early in the day before I usually start running out of gas once the sun goes down.
Yes. I knew we needed to do it early. That's why I wanted to do it last week, but then things got crazy. And then
that's the
we
point
tried to do
of
it this
life.
Past Saturday, and then, you know. Next thing you know, wife's got, we got tickets to the show, and we got to do stuff, and the girls got a party, and I'm like, wow, okay.
I'll see you Sunday. It's Easter. You should come over.
Sunday. Well, I know that my wife has been talking with your wife.
Yes, they have. They've been scheming.
But no one tells me anything.
That's the way they
like
it.
They leave me completely out of the loop until it's like, it's Sunday, and we're doing XYZ.
Put on
like,
something nice and come over to your brother's house.
Can you give me, like, you know, at least out of the kindness of your heart, give me 24 hours notice. That's all I really ask.
That's not bad.
Right?
I've never gotten it, but.
Okay.
Dee Dee said this to me. She said, tell you what, because again, I've had some medical things. I'll do the nursery on Sunday morning, first service.
Right.
And then you show up second service and I'll join you. How's that sound? I'm like, that sounds awesome. I can stay in bed till like 10 and then show up and still make church. I'm liking this Easter a lot. Anyways.
That works. Well, before I go, I just want to tell anybody in the Pacific Northwest, the Seattle Seahawks are hiring. If you want to work for the Seahawks on game days, they are hiring guest service staff for game days. There's
oh,
a
that's
link.
A cool job.
Yeah, I would.
It's
go
a customer over. Service job. Yeah. What it means is you take guests that are frustrated with their experience. You try and make them calm and better. But you usually get to watch the game.
You do.
Which is pretty cool. Now, so, you have to step away from the game if things go bad.
Absolutely.
Because the priority is the guest there.
Enjoy the Final Four. It's coming up. I say
can't
go
wait.
Kentucky. I would love to see them run the table and go 40-0.
That would be special.
And
we got a great Final Four.
I am going to take some time, probably a couple weeks, and decide if we're wrapping this whole thing
it's
up.
It's that time of year.
It is that time of year. So thank you very much for making a great 10th season. Everybody who came out and voted on the ballot, that was phenomenal because we had a whole bunch of people come out and do that. Jeff, thank you for doing the Ravies.
Thanks for having me, man.
Appreciate you coming back. And
I miss you, and I miss you, and I miss you.
And that person over there.
And you who's hiding. Yeah. I miss you.
I'm Steven Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
And you've been listening to NFL Rants and Raves. We're out.